Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Your trainer, Melanie Cole, is here to motivate and help you perform. It's time now for Train Your Body.
You've heard that nuts are so good for you, but you also know that they're high in calories. Is it saturated fat? Is it unsaturated fat? Maybe you're just even a little confused about it. My guest is Dr. Brian Parr. He's Associate Professor of Exercise and Sports Science at the University of South Carolina, Aiken. So nuts, should we be going nuts for nuts, Dr. Parr?
Yes, I think we should. So like you mentioned, people are probably aware of the health benefits of eating nuts. Especially we hear a lot about almonds, how almonds are a really good snack, but across the board, eating peanuts or almonds or cashews or other nuts is the sort of thing that you see in recommendations for an idea to help improve the sort of snacks that people have. A lot of that has to do with the fact that nuts are high in fiber. They are high in fat, but they are high in unsaturated fats and low in saturated fats, which is thought to be good. They're also high in vitamins, especially vitamin E. So there's a lot of health benefits that we think are related to eating nuts as a snack.
Now, we've known for a while that they're pretty good for us. You know, we have known those in the business. But recently, there was a study published in the New England Journal of Medicine that shows that these are actually can reduce the risk of death from cancers and heart disease and stroke. I mean, now the proof is right there.
Yeah, that's right. So this is a recent study that was published in the New England Journal of Medicine. It followed over 100,000 people in this study and tracked a lot of information about what they ate, including nut consumption. And here's what they found. They found that the risk of death from all causes was 11% lower among the men and women in the study who consumed nuts once per week. And it was 20% lower among the men and women who consumed nuts seven or more times per week. So this is kind of like saying having every day a handful of nuts for a snack can be associated with a lower risk of death from all causes and some specific causes like heart disease and stroke and certain cancers.
That's really amazing to note. Now, I mean, that's just a little handful of nuts every day. Does that include seeds, Dr. Parr? Are seeds, nuts and seeds, do they go together or not so much? We're talking mainly nuts.
In the study, they looked at nuts. They looked at all nuts together, so putting peanuts together with tree nuts like almonds and cashews and walnuts. And they looked at them separately as well. And here's something that's interesting about this is the recommendations that we usually see are eat nuts such as almonds or cashews or walnuts and not peanuts. But what this study showed is that the health benefits were very similar for both people who ate mostly peanuts and people who ate mostly tree nuts. So that's a very interesting finding.
So are there any that are better for us, or are there some nuts that we really shouldn't be eating? I mean, you know, people have heard about ones that are very high in saturated fats, or, you know, tell us the good nut from the bad nut.
Yeah, so I think the most important thing is that people eat nuts as a substitute for other snacks they might have that we know are probably unhealthy. And I'm thinking, you know, as a snack, you could pick up a bag of potato chips, or you could eat a handful of nuts, and you know, it really doesn't matter what kind. You know, one of those small bags of potato chips that you might get with your sandwich at the deli probably has about 15 to 20 chips in it and has probably around 150 to 200 calories. That's about what you would get from eating a handful of nuts instead of those chips. The difference is the nuts are going to contain fiber, they're going to contain those healthy fats, they're going to contain high levels of vitamin E, and it's going to be a much better way to kind of get those snack calories than going for something like potato chips. So nuts as a substitute for other snacks is really important. The other thing that this study noted, and I think this is worth mentioning, is that the people who ate the most nuts in the study were also less likely to smoke, they were more likely to exercise, and they were more likely to eat more fruits and vegetables. So it seems like nut consumption, at least in the people in this study, was part of an overall healthy lifestyle. And I think that's probably more important than what type of nut you eat. It's
well, and I was kind of like wondering about macadamia nuts or, you know, pecans, because sometimes people say those are really, macadamia nuts just are no good for you at all. And, you know, so I don't know, is there a difference? Pistachios versus almonds and cashews. Can we just kind of mix them up, make a bowl, and each person in the family have a handful of each all day?
Sure. You know, there are differences among the different nuts. And, you know, if you kind of look at most of them together, about an ounce of nuts is going to have about 160 to 200 calories. It's going to have about half of those calories are going to come from fat. So they are high in fat. But the important thing to note is that the fats are the healthier fats that we're supposed to be getting. What I think is really important is that the nuts that people eat are plain nuts. A lot of times when people buy nuts, they're buying nuts that have coatings and flavorings and seasonings on them. And a lot of those, like think honey roasted peanuts, are going to be high in sugar, adding calories. And a lot of those are also going to be high in salt. And we know that we should try and limit our salt consumption. So plain nuts as a snack, I don't think it's really worth trying to figure out, picking out certain nuts out of the mix to avoid.
Okay, now that's a good point, except that I have heard out of all of them, walnuts have the most, you know, alpha-linoleic acid, and that can help with heart disease and heart problems.
Sure.
So walnuts may be one of the better ones, but we all know almonds have been right up at the top of superfood lists for years.
That's right. That's right. And so I think you could, you know, get into kind of, you know, if you're going to buy a certain type of nut to snack on, almonds are good, walnuts are good. But, you know, for most people who don't eat a lot of nuts as snacks and instead have things that are less healthy, like potato chips, I think that those people could do themselves a favor by just getting a container of mixed nuts and having a handful of nuts instead of something else as a snack.
Raw, unsalted mixed nuts. But I do want to point out, Dr. Parr, also that Brazil nuts have selenium, and that can protect against prostate cancer. So men might want to know, you know, that kind of thing. And that there are certain, you know, and if you really wanted to do your research, there are certain nuts that are better than others or more super than others if you wanted them for a specific purpose.
Sure, absolutely, absolutely. I think, you know, like I said, for the typical person who wants to do something to make their diet a little more healthy, I think that, you know, nuts as a snack instead of a lot of other things is a good way to go. But you're absolutely right. I think
and they're so good. And what about butters? And we only have about a minute left.
Sure.
But what about butters? And what about, like, almond milk?
Yeah. Well, and another one, too, are nut oils. I know a lot of people use...
I love walnut oil.
Walnut oil for cooking, yeah. And you would still get the beneficial oils from that and the other nutrients that are in there. The one thing you wouldn't get, though, is the fiber.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the benefits of eating the nuts as whole nuts is you're getting a lot of fiber with that.
But you get the fiber with the butter. Because that's just ground up. If you go to your local Whole Foods and you grind your own walnuts and make your own almond butter or walnut butter or something, then you're getting the fiber too.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And I think the key there is, you know, you grind your own so that you know what's in that. I'd imagine that there are some, you know, nut butters that you can get that are actual butter combined with some nuts in it, if that makes sense.
Yeah, it definitely does. And I think that the main message here is that just 1 to 1.5 ounces of nuts a day can really make a difference in, this is a new study published in the New England Journal of Medicine, and it's one of the first to show really the true health benefits of nuts of all kinds. Remember, they are good for you. The fiber is good. The fat is good. They could be cardioprotective and even possibly prevent some cancer. So instead of snacking on other things, just keep a bowl of nuts around, have a few a day. You never know what it could do for you. This is Melanie Cole. You're listening to Train Your Body on Radio MD. Stay well.